all the experiences or all the knowledge, whatever I've learned throughout my life, that's going to go waste because I did not do anything. I did not make any difference in anybody's life except my own or my family, my current family, just always like, just like in the hoarding phase. Okay, let me get this. Let me get this. What did I do to give back? So if I do not need anything right now, I should earn something and give it to the people who need it.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Vinky Lumba is an IT professional and professor turned into a full-time real estate investor and syndicator. She is the founder and CEO of Lumba Investment Group. She's an entrepreneur and a strategist and has a background in commercial real estate, IT, and academia. Vinky strongly believes that with 100% focus and concentration, you can change any idea into reality. Vinky, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so delighted to be here with you today.
The pleasure is mine. We've got a lot of things to cover in a short time, so we'll get right to it. Three questions I ask everyone who comes on the show. Can you briefly tell us where you started, where you are now, and how you got there?
Where I am right now, that's a really good question. I come from a strong IT background and as well as academia, but being an IT professional was not enough for me because we got the taste of passive income. We got our second house and we put our first house on rent. We realized, okay, we can make money this way. So that kind of led me into my real estate journey. So I got my realtor license and I got into the retail side of the house and started selling the businesses. And then we started investing on the business side. We thought, you know, that's the way to scale ourselves in the real estate. But at a point, it became too much hodgepodge, you know, with the corporate job and the real estate. So I was at a point that I had to choose one. So I chose my corporate job, because I thought, this is my study career. I've been working for last so many years. That's the best thing I can do. So I put my real estate career on the back burner, but I knew that I would come back to it someday. So when I left my corporate job a few years back, I landed right back into real estate. But this time my focus is multifamily. So I'm not into the sales or not on the sales side. It's like focuses on investment side.
That's fantastic. I love that. So you are no longer teaching, or are you teaching still as well?
I do teach occasionally. I'm an adjunct every semester. Now we are on the semester system. Before it was quarter. So I get a chance to teach a couple classes. But since I'm going full time into real estate, I'm not sure how much time I can spend on the teaching side. Though it's my passion because that's my way of giving back, bringing the life experiences into the classroom. So that's the perfect pairing for the students, you know, no matter what walk of life they're coming from. I usually teach the grad program. So there's like a lot of, you know, line one managers. So bringing the life projects from the small to mid-sized companies, it really helps the students, you know, to learn the concept. I would say more like experiential learning.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely brilliant. And I think I didn't go to school. I was in real estate full time, and somewhere in my mid 30s, I had this bright idea that, you know, someday I want a degree, right? Just to say I did it. And I can agree with you that the people that were, you know, the most influential, the best ones to learn from, were the people actually doing something. So that's really great. And glad you give back on that front, because to be honest, I think in the educational system, we're missing a lot of the active participants in the field in which they, you know, have studied, but yet have never spent a lot of time actually doing it. So that's fantastic. I love that. So good for you. So you decided that you would, you know, you're now doing adjunct work, but you have gone full time on the acquisition side. So what has been the most surprising part for you as you have, you know, transitioned into multifamily investing? What about that has surprised you the most?
What surprised me the most, first of all, this whole, you know, the concept of the multifamily investing, that was new concept to me. So having the corporate background, I wanted to go into merger and acquisitions just to begin with. And like I said, when I left my corporate job, I stepped back into the real estate and I quickly got my realtor license. And there's a story behind it too, like why I got started, because after my corporate job, I was thinking, I'm kind of done. I'm going to retire. I'm just going to enjoy my life. But one day I woke up with this strong feeling like 3 o'clock or 3:30 in the morning that I have to do something, because if I die right this minute, all the experiences or all the knowledge, whatever I've learned throughout my life, that's going to go waste because I did not do anything. I did not make any difference in anybody's life except my own or my family, my current family, just always like, just like in the hoarding phase. Okay, let me get this. Let me get this. What did I do to give back? So if I do not need anything right now, I should earn something and give it to the people who need it. So I created a purpose for myself. And stepped right back into real estate. I got my realtor license within a week, which was expired 4 years back. And I was looking to go into merger and acquisitions, having a corporate background. So looking for some connection on LinkedIn, trying to figure out who can help me to break into that industry. I read somebody's profile, read 400 million assets under management. I'm like, okay, what is that? I mean, so I know this person briefly, though, you know, from the previous work. And within a year or a year and a half, how could you have that kind of profile, or how could you have that big number of assets under management? So I called this person. I asked him, what is it? So he introduced me to this multifamily concept. I was like, wow. And then in my mind, I'm thinking, if he can do it, I can do it too. So let me do it. There was kind of, I would say, the light bulb moment for me. The journey's been really exciting, and I'm really happy to be here.
That's fantastic. I love the, you know, using LinkedIn. I don't think most people have gotten their next job. Maybe they've gotten their next job idea off of LinkedIn more than I know, but that's, I think you're the first person that's told me that. You're looking on LinkedIn, like, oh, hey, multifamily. Now that's interesting. I think that's brilliant. So talk to us then, maybe, you know, we get a lot of the hard skills on this channel where it's like, all right, you know, here's the steps, here's where we built a team, here's where we did that, some of that stuff. So I kind of want to stay away from that maybe today and instead, you know, shift the focus a little bit maybe and talk about what you had here in your bio, how you believe that with 100% focus and concentration, you can change any idea into reality. So talk to us about that part of growing and scaling your multifamily business.
Well, it's very important. No matter what you do in your life, you need to be focused. You need to have some concentration because we are all energies, right? So what happened is if it's energy is not focused at one place, it's just scattered. We're not able to do anything. You know, I'm going to give you a simple example. I think we used to do that when we were little kids, right? Used to take this magnifying glass and a piece of paper and just trying to focus on the paper, see if we can just burn that paper or that, you know, one little hole with the sun's rays. So that's exactly I meant when I say 100% focus, because when you're focusing all your energy to one thing, you are able to do whatever you wanted to do in your life. You're able to change your dreams into reality. And that's just the basic I'm telling you. And everybody knows that. But the thing is, we just get caught up into our day-to-day, you know, mundane things. And we forget because we think, oh, we can multitask. We can do 20 different things at one time, but you cannot. You can do only one thing at one time. And if you can just be focused 100% in that moment, see the results for yourself.
That's right. I couldn't agree more. That goes hand in hand with, who was it? Cal Newport's Deep Work. If you're not familiar with the book, you just summarize the book, so don't need to read the book now. It's do one thing with 100% focus and cut all the rest out, and you'll be amazed at what you get done. Okay, that's fantastic. I love that. Talk to us maybe about your translating, you know, some of that focus and concentration on the IT side and being a professor of information technology and how you've used those skills or how those skills apply now in the multifamily space.
I think everything, whatever you do in your life, that prepares you for the next step in your life. Because a lot of the soft skills are the transferable skills you can bring into any field. You just like, you need to have the little bit wisdom how to use something. Because most of the time, we are kind of in the judgmental phase. We are just thinking, oh, I do not know this. despite of focusing on what we know and then how we can scale with the knowledge that we have. And then once we know that, then we need to understand that what gaps are there. So then we are able to see the gaps and we can mitigate those gaps. And what are those gaps? You know, those are the gaps that bring us fear, hesitation, right? So those gaps are mainly the knowledge that we do not know something and we just hold ourselves back. But if we just open up ourselves trying to understand who we are or what we know, just be truthful to yourself. Do not self-sabotage. You know, that's what my philosophy is, because I just wanted to be transparent, at least with myself 100%, right? If I'm transparent with myself, then I am transparent with others. And then I am just like to figure out, okay, where I lack what, and try to fill in with that knowledge, that gap, and move forward.
What were some fears maybe that you had to overcome getting into multifamily?
Well, in multifamily, the first thing was when I started in here, like who to reach out, who are going to be my connection, who's going to help me scale or even get started in the beginning. So I would say I was at the right place at the right time, being blessed and being blessed to have the connections that I have today or I had the day I started. They helped me in my journey a lot. So networking is, I would say, like they say, network is your net worth. And that's so true, because you don't realize the power of all these connections. Because I think if you take just the life by itself, you cannot do everything 100%, because I do not resonate with the people who say that I'm self-made. I mean, if you look at it closely, nobody's self-made. You can't even go buy groceries yourself, you know, if not, there's not a lot of people in the background who are helping you. You know, they're farmers who grew it, you know, the vegetables, if you're shopping, they grew it, they package it, brought it to the supermarket, so many people there to arrange it for you in a certain aisle. So you know exactly where to go, pick that up, buy that and come home and cook. But the thing is, by the end of the day, I made it, you know, that's the thing. I made this dish, or I did this myself. Not really, you know. So that's the way I look at my network or all my connections, you know, because by the end of the day, I realized that in my life at this point, that life is all about connecting with others and helping each other grow, because your growth lies with others' growth. But that's how we scale, or that's how we reach to our dreams, whatever we have dreams or visions for our life.
I love that. That's a very holistic approach to this. When it comes to connecting with others and scaling, how was it or how is it as you've built your team and built your network in the real estate space?
Yeah. So my thing is, when I meet with somebody, I ask them, you know, how can I help them? I wanted to see what value I can add to the team. And once I'm trying to offer my help, it gives me a vision into things like what things I am lacking, what I can take from them. So like I said, it's a give and take relationship always. It cannot be one-sided. You cannot be like always take. It does not work like that. So you have to have the mental set like, okay, what value can I add? What skills I can bring on the table to help others so that I can build a strong relationship or strong team or be part of a strong team. And then the other thing is, I'm a lifelong learner. I'm always, you know, looking for opportunities to learn more and then see how I can, you know, learn new skills and use those skill sets to add more value back to the same team or to anybody else around me.
Yeah, that's great. And it's funny, I was driving the kids to school today and we were talking about being a life or loving learning. Right. And then there was some neighbor kids who were that always go to school with our kids. And I was like, hey, do you guys like school? And, you know, he's like, no, I'm really bored. I'm like, never confuse school with learning. I said, because if you think that school is always learning, you're probably mistaken, especially when you're in fourth grade or whatever it is. Like, you've got to love to learn. And I think being a lifelong learner can make you a lifelong earner as well. So, yeah, putting those two together is fantastic. Walk us through the first deal you did. How did you get that across the finish line? And what was that experience like?
Well, that was a really good experience. And thanks to my partner who gave me the opportunity. So like I stepped in as a limited partner into multifamily. And then I was just looking to how I can scale or what I can do in this industry, not having the knowledge, taking the deals down. Because yes, I do have a knowledge in IT or maybe some teaching, whatever I have done in my past life, but not necessarily I have the knowledge to take the deals down or, you know, do things on my own. So I was looking for partners. I was looking for the right kind of team to be connected with. So I was fortunate enough, I ran into somebody I met through a networking event a few times. I really, really enjoyed talking to him. And there was some deal that he had and he was looking for investors. And I liked the deal. I wanted to invest with him. And then I asked him, if there's a possibility for me to come in as a co-GP with you, I can bring more investors. And he was super sweet. He says, yeah, why don't you jump right in? So I got an opportunity to do it. And I feel really, really blessed for that and very grateful for that opportunity. And it's not necessarily that what I was envisioning that I can raise. I was not able to do, not even close to what I was thinking, just being the first raise. But I'm super happy for that opportunity because from then onwards, I was able to make more connections and scale.
So on that first raise, did you commit to a certain amount to the other general partners?
Yes, I did, but it didn't work out because there was other bunch of partners who were supposed to, you know, going to do it together. It was not exactly happened the way we were thinking because the planning, the strategies, all those things were missing because we did not put together a strategy how we wanted to do it. And there was no pre-planned thing, you know, okay, this is a deal, this is coming on our way, let's nail it down this way. There was nothing like that, you know, it just happened. Okay. And I wanted to grab the opportunity. And I would like to say, you know, I'm sorry if I made somebody upset on that too, but that was not the intention because sometimes people think, oh, we're going to do everything together, but things does not happen 100%. But if there's an opportunity, yes, I wanted to avail it because my purpose is bigger than myself. Like I already mentioned, I wanted to make a difference. I like to help the women and children, wanted to bring them above the survival mode, you know. So they have the meal, you know, they have food on the table during the next meal time. And we help people in India right now. And at one point, I wanted to do it at the global level, put myself in a position so I can pick up the project anywhere globally. And try to make a difference that way.
Right. That's fantastic. I love that. That's awesome. Very, very good. Vinky, I've enjoyed this. I've had a great time chatting with you today. I know that you have lots of things going on. And if I'm not mistaken, you have at least one, if not two more deals here before the year's over. You're trying to get wrapped up and closed. So I don't want to keep you any longer. But before we do, let's jump here into a final few questions. Yeah, go from there. So here we go. First question is this, if you were to help our listeners avoid just one mistake in real estate, what would it be and how would you avoid it?
Well, I would say ask questions, lots of questions. No question is a stupid question and don't go blindly into anything. And I would recommend nobody should make any mistake like that, you know, thinking that I know everything. It never happens. Even though you know everything, you think you know everything, there's going to be so many things that you don't know.
Right. Matt, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. I know you've talked on this a little bit, but want to, you know, just highlight the question one more time. When it comes to investing in the world, what is one thing you're doing right now to make the world a better place?
World a better place. I'm helping my investors to grow wealth, first of all. And then I'm taking portion of my earnings and I'm trying to make a difference in other people's life, trying to help underprivileged people. And my investors, they are doing me a favor by investing with me because unknowingly, they are helping the world and they are trying to make a difference in other people's life just by investing with us.
Right. Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. Absolutely wonderful. Vinky, if our listeners want to get in touch with you or learn more about you, what is the best way to do that?
Well, they can go to my website, lumbainvest.com, and download my free ebook, 7 Reasons Why Syndications Build Long-Term Wealth. And also, you can connect with me on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook. I also have a podcast. Please tune into my podcast, Vibe, Mind, Body, and Entrepreneurship, where I bring all the success stories. And there's a lot of golden nuggets in those stories that people can, take away, learn from them and implement in their lives.
That's awesome. Vinky, thank you so much for your time today. And for those of you who are listening in, that is Lumba Invest, loombainvest.com. Vinky, thank you again. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, and hope to catch you on the next episode.